Challenge accepted.
All right, guys, welcome to Video Concept Challenge. One more time, where the question is, climbers, how do you get to 7? How do you get a brand new set of eyeballs who would be predisposed to liking your kind of music, watch and listen to that song more than once or twice? You know, we've already sort of assessed this in past episodes that, man, you get something that's amazing, that piece of video content that's amazing, a music video that's amazing, that shows up organically in your feed. You watch it, you love it. And then maybe a week later, a friend shares it, so it organically shows up in your feed again a second time, and you watch it, and maybe you love it a second time. But by the third time, if it happens to appear organically again, you don't watch it a third time because your brain says, I've already seen that, right? But he's like, dude, have you seen this new like video like with the elephant and the beach ball? So yeah, I saw that. It's cool. Mm-hmm. It's cool. That's it. Over, right? So we don't have the luxury like broadcast radio or TV to pound the same content into a captive audience over and over and over again until that song gets stuck inside their head. So how do we get to 7, which is the minimum amount of spins that they're going to have to hear that before it's going to become subconsciously recognizable? That's not where we win the game. That's just where they stop filtering that out because they're unfamiliar with the artist, unfamiliar with the voice, and they start paying more attention to it. And one of the big answers is certainly a lot more video content. So what we've started doing is inviting artists onto the show who have a song that's cut, that's ready to go. And even if you've already got a video shot and a lyric video shot, there's still a lot more work to be done in terms of promo content. Like, what else can we put together that can be content that's a piece of video content that's as long as the hook and let it go, and then push that out there just to get other people to continue watching new video content with that same hook so we can pound it in? This is how TikTok works, right? This is how TikTok breaks artists, and we can manufacture that strategy on our digital platforms. So today we are proud to have Mr. Ryan Beshears on the Climb Show Music Business Podcast. Welcome, Ryan.
Glad to be here.
Ryan's working with some buddies of mine that have put together a label, and well, it feels like it's almost certain now that you and me are going to be able to play in the sandbox, which is cool. Yes. So this will be fun. So this song is called My Kind of Hero. And Ryan, why don't you just sort of tell the story, like the quick story, not the long story, but just sort of set up what this is about, what you meant behind it. Then we're going to play the song, and then we're going to get into the video concept challenge. Okay.
It's just a song, I guess, kind of, you know, tipping your hat, like the first responders and the military and police officers seem like it's been a bit of an up and down year for them. And I grew up, you know, you raise a respect elders, respect cops, respect the law enforcement, all that stuff. So I had a buddy, Aaron Holt, brought me this idea. He said, man, we need to write a song before 9/11 and called My Kind of Hero. And just kind of, it's for all the, you know, military, police officers, firefighters, medical staff, all the first responders. And just kind of saying like, hey, y'all are the true heroes. You're what keep us safe at night, kind of what keeps everything going. And they don't really get a whole lot of credit for it, it seems like, at times. With a lot of distractions, you know, in everyday life, I feel like they kind of get overlooked sometimes. Like, if they're doing their job and, you know, keeping it safe, it's kind of like, well, that's what they're supposed to be doing. It's like, well, yeah, but, like, it's kind of nice to get a pat on the back, too, you know? So, That's just kind of what it's about.
It kind of seems like they're not getting any attention until something goes horribly wrong.
Until something goes wrong, yeah.
And we don't hear the million attaboys before the one, what the hell happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I like this idea. This is super cool.
Yeah.
And well, I tell you what, with that, let's go and listen to it. And guys, we put the lyrics on the show notes. So if you just kind of want to read along with the lyrics, feel free to do that. And we'll be back after we play the song.
American Legion, post 139. Mom got mad when Grandpa took me one time to young to know what those old soldiers said when they spoke of lost brothers and bowed their heads. But now I know that's my kind of hero. No super suit, no catchy theme song, no fear of doing what's right. Just a heart of a lion, covered in courage, in darkness, shining a light. And they kiss goodbye the ones they love, out the door they go, praying they make it home. That's my kind of hero. She turns off the news 'cause it's all still the same. Her brothers and sisters in blue face the flame. She puts on her boots and her badge once again. She knows the dangers and keeps clocking in. Man, all I know is that's my kind of hero. Suit, no catchy theme song, no fear of doing what's right. Just a heart of a lion, covered in courage, in darkness, shining a light. And they kiss goodbye the ones they love, and out the door they go, to protect you and me. That's my kind. Most of us running high, but some run inside. With no super suit, no catchy theme song, no fear of doing what's right. Just a heart of a lion, covered in courage, in darkness, shining a light. And they kiss goodbye the ones they love, and out the door they go, again and again. That's my kind of hero. That's my kind of hero. That's my kind of hero.
All right, and we're back. Well, that's killer.
Yeah. Good work, man. Good work. Thank you. Thank you.
That is awesome. And I think, did Kelly produce that?
He did.
Engineer that with you?
Yeah, we did it all over Kelly's. And when we were doing the vocal, he really was just like very strict on it's like, you have to sing this good. And I'm like, I know. Like, don't hold back anything. So he pulled a great vocal out of it and just, he made it turned into a really great song.
He's got a lot of gifts, but that's definitely one of the top ones. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. You want a good vocal? Go see Kelly. Yeah. He's going to make you do things you didn't think you were capable of, you know, because
yeah.
He's an amazing vocalist himself. So let's talk about let's get into what kind of video content could this work?
Yeah.
Let's start with you, Ryan. I mean, you're the artist at first. What's your first vision that you see? And I know you haven't shot a music video for this yet. So any one of these ideas that we come up with can be the sort of beacon shining light that we want to go for in the music video. Maybe your second choice might be some good content that we could put behind a lyric video, so we have relevant content that is telling the story that we want to tell while the lyrics are up. And then we're going to create a truckload of other kind of content for promotional TikTok, like little 30-second snippet type pieces of video content.
Yeah.
What first comes to mind for you?
Well, we had like a 6-hour drive yesterday coming back from a gig, and I was sitting there kind of thinking about it, and I was on my phone, and I saw, I think it was a commercial for something, but it's like everything in the background was just in like sped up a whole bunch, like real blurry, just moving fast. You couldn't see it. And then they had like one person just kind of standing still. And I thought, man, that might be cool to do something like that. Like if you're in a hospital and you see like all the patients, all the other people going by, and you have a nurse or something standing right there. Mm-hmm. And,
interesting.
Like, they were holding a sign. I can't remember what the sign said, but that might be something cool, or like do it with, you know, cops in a police station or a firehouse or military or something. I mean, any of the points that the song touches on. And another thing, I think everything in the background was like black and white and they were in color. So it kind of like makes them stand out, like since it's like talking to them, like that's my kind of hero. Like it might just kind of put the attention on them, like obviously of what the song would be about. That was one idea I had.
That's cool. I like that a lot.
That was the one that I can remember. We actually were talking, we had a fourth verse. It was talking about like parents being heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like, you know, growing up, my dad is the reason I got into music. My family is the reason I got into music. And, but none of them ever, they just kind of like sang in church and all that stuff. So like they were kind of like some of my musical heroes growing up. And just heroes in general, just being my parents. So that was another thing I thought, if we maybe tie that in there, like with the TikToks or something like that, like talking about different ideas for TikTok and kind of going a different direction of what the song is talking about.
Very cool. So what would the signs say? Let's just focus on that one concept where we've got all the, like a time lapse in the background where everybody's moving and it's blurry. But then what would the sign say? Would it be multiple signs? Is it just one sign?
I don't know. If it was like a military person, maybe their name and their, where they're like sergeant, something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe that might, I don't know if people would be cool doing that or.
I wonder if you even do like father of three, you know, married, you know, 2 years or something personal about them. So it's not like tooting their own horn, but like to humanize.
Yeah.
Something like that. That might be kind of cool.
What if it's, and this is right in the feels and it's super sad, but what if it's in memoriam? Like what if it's the families of fallen, or what if it's you, the artist, just, and you're just, you've got a bunch of signs that are made up and it's just, these are the people that died overseas in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. And that kind of stuff. And it has that specific stuff on it. Like, this is Captain Joe, John Q. Public, father of three. Thank you for your service. Like, and you're just, and you're just dropping that. Like, that could be interesting. I don't know. Is that too ostentatious to have the artist do that?
If it's in the frame of thank you.
Yeah.
I think it's
yeah. That'd be cool. I was thinking at the end, I don't know if it'd be like too cheesy or whatever, but like if you can somehow have like all the people who are in the video or just have a lot of pictures of maybe people who have died in service or people who are like still serving, like current police officers, firefighters, military, like have their pictures kind of all come up and then be like, that's my kind of hero or something like that. Have a sign that says that maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that.
Or my kind of hero.
Mm-hmm.
How about, this is some TikTok stuff maybe, but how about teachers that got to go to work with a mask on and got to deal with that? Like specifically like public school teachers.
Also, I think of like kids, like, you know, I think it's like St. Jude's kids that are braver than I'll ever be, that are dealing with stuff. Like, I mean, that's super feels, but that could be a thing too. That's one thing I think is great about this. Almost maybe one way to frame it is like, you know, you have the song and the lyric is talking about like soldiers, and the second verse is talking about police officers, and then you kind of talk about like firefighters and that sort of thing in the bridge, allude to them. But like Johnny mentioned, the video content doesn't have to point at what the verses are talking about, because you may only just pull out the chorus or pull out part of the chorus or just the title. And so it really opens it up to anyone that's a hero. And I almost think of like if you were going to license this for Sync, and they were just going to pull that hook.
Yeah.
What kind of video could this go over? You know, it's a broadening. Right. Like, it doesn't have to point at the rest of the lyric. So it could be that sort of thing of anyone that's kind of heroic. I think of more of a story video. Could be like you have the soldier or the police officer that gets maimed in the line of duty. You know, and then it's, you know, they're the hero. And then, you know, the wounded warriors, the ones that are having to learn to walk, you know, without a leg, that sort of thing. But then also their caregivers are heroes, their nurses, you know, the medic, the people that are helping them cope with this new situation, new reality. Like those people are heroes too, you know? And so I wonder if like you can follow these different people in this one kind of situation. You know, it's not just the soldier that's a hero, but it's also the kind of the physical therapist or the doctor and, you know, the nurses and everyone. And then the people that are, you know, help them do the training and stuff to get back out there. I don't know.
I think that's really cool. I like that. Like having the video kind of touch on more than just the three different topics that the lyrics sing about, but like, yeah, the St. Jude and like parents and caregivers, and definitely or parents and care, like the, I know like my, like my granddad, he just fell. Of course, like my parents, they've been taking care of him for a little while, trying to get him back on his feet. So I think that's a great idea to have the video kind of expand on like more. There's a lot of heroes out there. And
What if Johnny likes to talk about like pop-up videos? Do you remember those? Like pop-up videos, Johnny likes to bring those up. What if it's that sort of thing where it's this scene, but like everybody in it is popping up, like the taxi driver driving the, or whatever, the Uber driver driving the nurse to work or something is like, boom, here's so-and-so works this second job, you know, to help put his kids through school or whatever. All these
That's people awesome.
Wouldn't expect, like, boom, even the taxi driver or the Uber driver or the waiter. You know, if you follow these people through the day, maybe it's like, yeah, you're following like this police officer, like you in your second verse, there's a female police officer. You know, what if you're kind of following her through the day and met all these people she's interacting with? You know, the waiter that
that's on lunch awesome.
Or whatever, somebody brings her food is a hero because this is a second job to help his wife pay for school.
Or something pops up and he's like, this guy just saved somebody's life yesterday who was choking on a piece of chicken, knew how to do the Heimlich.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And took action and did it because my ex-wife literally saved Elvis Presley's nephew's life in a gym because he had this genetic disease that nobody knew he had. And literally after this happened, the whole family had to get tested. Priscilla, Lisa, I mean, everybody had to get tested because if they had it, then they needed to get a pacemaker put in right away. It's called Brugada syndrome. And literally, the kid just turns blue, passes out in the gym, and stops breathing.
Wow.
And so she just jumped to on his chest. Everybody froze. Everybody freezes in this type of situation, you know? So, and she's like, you, call 911, you. And she's pointing at people. She's not just saying somebody. She's pointing at people while she's doing chest compressions. You, go get the defibrillator from the wall, you know what I mean? And she hooked him up and defibbed him and brought him back. And I think that stuff could happen every day. Like, what if you had stories from people who saved a life? I love how what you said, Brent, was interesting. Like with the lyrics of the song, it's all about the first responders and everything. Mm-hmm. And it would be like a fun ambush to follow, let's say, a first responder, like a nurse around. And the pop-up video is all about the people that you don't even think are heroes that are heroes.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They did something amazing. Like, you know, saved his little sister from drowning when she was five. You know, probably doesn't even remember that anymore. Helped a woman out of a car accident. You know, whatever. Just some random stuff that normal people do. That could be really interesting, man. And that would make you want to continue to watch it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It would open it up to a lot more people, too.
Oh, heck yeah. Because that's the whole thing. I mean, I think, you know, everyday heroes, it's my kind of hero.
Hello, Pantheon podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
It's so open. I think the song is so open for that. And that's kind of the whole point. I mean, definitely first responders, military, all that, but it can be so much broader than that as well. I think it could be really cool. One thing, you know, because your chorus talks about no super suit, no catchy theme song, right? So it kind of sets it apart from, like, they're not the superhero. They're not the Captain America or Iron Man kind of thing. So I had a couple, like, ideas about, like, how to riff off that. What if a video thing is, like, the superhero, like, at the house, like, wake up in the morning, and they got the mask on, they got the cape on, they're, like, rolling out of bed, they got, like, the super suit on, right? And what do they dress up like to go to work? They put on the scrubs.
Oh.
They put on the badge, and now they're going to work. Like, that's kind of, you know?
Yeah.
They're actually superheroes, and then they dress up in... That's their normal costume every day, is the superhero.
Yeah, like, that's like their secret identity. But now when it's time to do hero stuff, I put on the badge, I put on the scrubs, I put on the, you know, whatever.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that's the kind of thing of, like, that's the real hero thing. Because that's what you're saying. It's like, yeah, they don't have all that stuff. So that can be just kind of a fun, I don't know if it's a fun just little bit or a part of a whole video or something. But it's like, it made me think of, like, the Chuck Norris thing, like Boogeyman scared of Chuck Norris, is, and every night the Boogeyman checks his closet for Chuck Norris. You know, it's like, you know, who does Superman have a poster on his wall of like, you know, a nurse, a first responder, a school teacher? Like, that's who Superman has a picture of on his wall. You know, that kind of thing of, like, there's stuff you could play off there, like, almost like, you know, you got the superhero suit. And then they do the Superman rip the suit open. You know, he's all popping the buttons and you see the S symbol of it. You know, what if you do the opposite and it's the super suit getting ripped open and below it is like a badge or something that identifies some sort of first responder?
Oh, that reverse thing is awesome, man. That is great. What if, like, you dress up like a superhero, right? And then superhero is the one that's just, like, going around to, like, police stations, hospitals, fire stations, and shaking people's hands and thanking them for for being the hero or something like that. You know, it's like, you're my kind of hero from the perspective of, like, you know, Superman, but we can't use Superman, obviously.
Right. Yeah. Copyright. But
from the perspective of a superhero, like, you're my kind of hero.
Yeah.
Right. That could be interesting.
I think that'd be fun. I also think of, you know, there are all these gifts that kind of go around, like, I saw one the other day. It was after a football game. And so somebody was like Stone Cold Steve Austin. I think it was a Razorback thing where it was before one of their games, like, you know, they had Stone Cold running in with, like, our coach's head on his, you know, how they do that obviously bad job of just that one static picture of somebody's head over, like, Stone Cold, and he's sliding into the ring and he's stunning a guy that says now Texas A&M over his head, boom, and Texas Longhorn, boom, and then, like, the next people we play, they're running out of the ring and he's chasing them, whatever. You know, they do that stupid little stuff for, like, gifts and stuff. Like, what if you had that, but, like, doing the superhero, like, from a superhero scene, but then you're putting over, like, their head, like, the, you know, the firefighter helmet, you know, and the, you know, or the surgical mask or the military helmet, you know, whatever. If you do something like that, which is just silly and ridiculous and fun, but you're saying, like, okay, these are the heroes.
But people are going to watch.
And that'd be like a quick content. And you're like, that's my kind of hero.
Yeah.
Oh, just I like that.
Silliness.
Some more pop-up ideas would be like, okay, this guy, him and his wife take care of their mom for the last 10 years, right? This lady over here is either fostered or adopted like 10 dogs in the past 15 years. You know, this guy here, you know, just walking down the street, just like a random city, New York City kind of a thing where just a boatload of people like walking down the street. And it's like, this one here is dedicates 4 hours of his life every week to the soup kitchen, you know, yeah. Little things like that.
Like he'd be walking like the person that's, you know, let's say the police officer, you know, is walking through this busy street or whatever. And then it just, the camera like turns from her, focuses on like a dude just walking the other direction, just like, yeah, carrying his briefcase, going to work, and it, boom, freeze frame, zoom in. And then it pops up where, you know, he gives his time at the soup kitchen. Boom, then yeah. It follows her. And then somebody, you know, that could be a way to, I don't know, maybe do that.
You know, this guy here put his sister through her third rehab, you know, like not giving up, trying to be there for somebody else, you know, just like all like super like unselfish stuff that could be really cool, man.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. Like,
yeah.
And what if it's a cop?
That's what I was thinking.
Going around thanking random people.
Yeah.
And volunteering at the soup kitchen.
Or that video content of that, you know, I don't know where you sourced that, but that video content of the cops playing basketball with kids,
yeah.
You know, or the firefighters, gosh, what was the one thing where the cops got called because a band was playing and it was like too loud, but instead they hung out and jammed with the band.
That's good. Friday night.
Somebody teaching somebody guitar lessons, you know?
I think of, you know, we're talking about TikTok like challenges, the, you know, my kind of hero challenge, put the picture of the person in theirs, you know, under your hook and do their own like pop-up, you know, this is my grandpa Bill who was in World War II and he saved Eisenhower's life or whatever, you know, or yeah. Just that kind of thing where people can put in their own hero. What's your kind of hero? You know, the my kind of hero challenge.
I think the hashtag like who's your hero or something like that. Or
my kind of hero, I mean, would be good too because it's the title of the song.
Yeah,
yeah, but that's the title of the song, and that's what about this? What about okay? Maybe this is too much, but what about like you say that one thing that a person does, and this could be a cop, it could be a random person, a fire person, or whatever. But like because this one thing that they did, right? Like you know how some of those movies are like, well. I'm thinking of It's a Wonderful Life, the movie It's a Wonderful Life, where because he saved his brother that one time from drowning in the lake, now his brother has helped all these other people, right? And was able to live his life and fulfill his destiny. And it's like all these other, like, so maybe it's like saved his little sister from drowning when she was five. Now she's a teacher and is won the Teacher of the Year award at this thing.
And she taught this one kid that's going to grow up and cure some disease. And the people that was saved from that disease will then go on and become president and usher in peace. And that, you know, like you can do that like butterfly effect, but like follow each person that was a result of the other thing would be pretty cool too.
Ooh, that could be interesting too.
Really cool story.
Right. That'd be like, and you can't wait to see what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The butterfly effect. Like what happens, you know, goes to school, cures COVID, overcomes oppression and you know, becomes the voice of reason and sets the world free, you know, but it's all positive stuff, like nothing negative, you know, so you can say what you want to say without like being political or hateful towards anybody.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But I think like the, my kind of hero challenge would be cool. Like maybe you're setting up going, hey, I'm going to, maybe you know, part of the song is playing and you're just kind of there on video pointing to the word bubbles that pop up saying, hey, duet this or stitch this and show me your hero, you know, or, you know, duet this, show me your hero and why.
I love that.
And so they can either bring up a picture, you know, like green screen, like, hey, this is my uncle who fought in the, this is my brother, this is my daughter who da da da, whatever it is, what's your kind of hero and tag them in it kind of thing. I think it would be cool because it's all positive. It's appreciation. Lets people shout out people that mean something to them and they're, you know, sharing it around and they're hearing that course or they're in the hook again and again and again.
I love that. Love that, like show me your hero and why and stitch it to this.
Which also makes me think, and this is maybe not a video content thing, well it could be like at your shows, like do you have a special spot in the first row for first responders or for somebody, like do you have the my kind of hero ticket you know that you know, backstage you do the meet and greet or you get a picture with them and then boom, you know, you're sharing that on social with, you know, a first responder, fire, whoever. And then you have that music over the top of it as well. So that's just part of your branding going forward is respecting and honoring those, you know, your kind of heroes.
That could be cool, like a giveaway or something at every show.
Yeah, just something to spotlight that. It makes a bigger deal of the song. It also, it's something that matters to you. It's important to you. And that's when it really resonates more. It's, you know, it's part of who you are to just keep shining a spotlight on that. You know, sometimes, and this is off the video stuff, but different shows and stuff, sometimes you take part of the door or part of, you know, the pay and offer like a scholarship to the, you know, one of my teachers was my music, one of my heroes was my music teacher in high school. So every time we go to a town, I like to do some sort of scholarship for the local, you know, band, high school band. And so I do this, you know, so we do this meet and greet for the paper, hand them the check, which is a percentage of my show. And then of course, you know, hey, Ryan's coming to town and look what an awesome guy that he is. It's in the local paper. He's giving, you know, a scholarship to the local band. By the way, he's playing Friday night.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Or whatever it is, to the police station, to the, you know, injured, you know, firefighter fund or whatever it is. That can be some auxiliary stuff around there. And then I'm sure you could turn that into video content as well. You know, you have somebody there shooting some video of the presentation, all that kind of stuff. And then you got the hook over it.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh. Is your brain overflowing yet, Ryan?
Just about. It's all good stuff, man. It's all good stuff.
Is it melting down?
Yeah. I'm glad you said this is recorded so I don't have to take notes. College would have been like this. I might have been a little bit better.
Gosh, I'm just trying to think of other stuff that you could do is how about this, like a waiter or a server at a restaurant and it pop up like because he showed up for work.
Yeah.
Today, you know, when, you know,
so many people are not going to work these days.
So many people are not going to work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Showed up for work instead of getting a stimulus check. Good way to go, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So on that note, like now we can do some humorous stuff too. Like my kind of hero. What if it's the dude that invented whiskey? Or Les Paul for inventing the guitar.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? God for inventing weed or, you know, something. That, I mean, you can go like really, you can go out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, you can do some really fun stuff. Like, this is my kind of hero, you know, Anheuser-Busch for creating Budweiser, you know, because for whatever your favorite beer is, Ryan, you know what I mean? If you drink or I don't know, but yeah, you just do some research on the origins of this or that stuff that we love. And you go all the way back and you're like, you know, this guy for, or this girl, because they cooked up the, maybe you're looking at a super hot chick and she's drinking a margarita and she looks gorgeous. And you're like, thank you so-and-so for inventing the skinny margarita. You know what I mean? And whatever it is, like whoever invented ho-hos, you know?
Right.
Or who invented the slide, you know?
Yeah.
The Legos. You know, iconic stuff like my kind of hero, you know.
But and that's also a way to put your personality, Ryan, into it, like of things that matter to you, like, you know, your favorite sports team. Who are some of the heroes from that? Who are some of the coaches of the other people or Mr. Beer concession worker, you know?
Jake from State Farm.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What's he wearing?
Yeah. I think that'd be cool too, is like, you know, an interview with you talking about different heroes in your life, you know, so we get to know the artist, we get to know some of your story, but it's really, you know, you're shining the spotlight on your third grade teacher who blah, blah, blah. Or you said your family, you know, you got into music because of your family that sang in church and stuff. Well, you know, spotlight them and how they're heroes for you or friends or different people. And, you know, so you get some of that interview footage, but then you also have the song going in the background, that sort of thing, which is a cool way to get to know you, but yet you come off looking great because you're really shining the spotlight on these other people. That might be something as well.
Like, yeah, especially if you have any family members, and what I mean by family is maybe they're not blood relatives, but they're close to you and to your family, but anybody who occupies one of those positions that you wrote about in the song, you know? Do you know a cop? Do you know a firefighter? Do you know a nurse or a doctor? Do you know anybody with military that was in the military? Maybe you are. You know, I don't know if you've been in the military. Like,
My wife, she's a nurse, so I definitely know.
There you go.
Bingo. Oh, my wife is my hero. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a retired teacher. Sister's a teacher. Cousins are teachers. I don't have any family that's cops, but I know a lot of cops just from working downtown and, you know.
Sure.
Talking to them. And
then, you know what? Okay, so interview content is, I love that because, once again, it can be multi-purposed, right? Like, we can have the imagery, the video content can be you answering the question while the hook's playing in the background, or we can be taking clips of like the music video and then you you getting interviewed. We use that audio and you're narrating over the top of it while that hook's playing in the background. You know?
Oh yeah.
It kind of goes both ways there. And then what if you went around like Man on the Street style and you went around to different firehouses, different, certainly, you know, your wife's going to have a bunch of friends that are nurses, different police stations. And you just said, hey, you know, I wrote this song for you guys. I'm just curious. Who's your kind of hero? You know what I mean? And just get some like honest, like responses. You know, my kind of hero is the guy that when I pull him over for speeding, rolls down his windows and sticks his hands out, palms back, because that's the scariest moment of my life every single day.
Yeah.
Walking up to somebody I don't know, and it's the most dangerous part. And I know when somebody does that, I'm going to get home tonight. Yeah. You know, like that's stuff like that. Or my kind of hero, the doctor, somebody does what I tell them to do. You know what I mean? Like, they might be like, oh, my hero is, you know, Maya Angelou, the poet, that, you know, whatever. Like it can be whatever, but maybe some of that footage too would be like super deep and interesting where you're asking them. And that hook's playing in the background, you know,
because
that
would
be fascinating.
Another thing I think of too is like before the show or something, going through the crowd, you know, your fans, people that are showing up to the show, like who's your hero? And just getting crowd, you know, crowd footage of that from people in the show, which one thing would be super cool would be if you had somebody to do that and do a quick turnaround on it, and then you show it like on a monitor, you know, on stage, on a screen right before that song comes on, and you
hit the everyone. That
my hero is my grandmother who blah blah blah, and she was the first woman to da da, you know, or whatever. And then it boom, it leads into your song. You got people like at that show, you know, just going, "Whoa, I just saw myself," you know, or that kind of
that's
thing.
That's cool. Awesome. Yeah, and that's like the lead up to the song, and it's all about you. But I love that too, because you take a video, those videos being shot. You know what I mean? Like there's a camera behind the camera, and all that stuff goes up there, and then it's like. It also leads to you doing a live show, which is like, by the way, I'm an artist kind of a thing. And it connects all those dots. That's really, that's fascinating. Yeah. That's fascinating. Yeah. Like how to do that at maybe like at least like one show.
Yeah.
You know, where you're just walking around and it's a good crowd. You know, you go to like your best market run, whatever that is. And you're just walking around asking those. And then, yeah, it's just rapid fire. You pop that in, you know, you do that with a nice camera and a shotgun mic on the camera. So there's no sync. You just pop it up there and then everybody's like, oh my God. Yeah. My mom, because you know, she raised the three of us with, you know, without our dad and blah, blah, blah.
And we
blah.
Were hellions.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's your hero? The bartender tonight. Cause I got 40 hours worth of hell. I got to drown out. You know,
yeah. I mean?
Like, and you're going to get all kinds of smart ass answers. You pop those up there and then, you know, bah, 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 and you kick it off and,
yeah.
And you rock and roll, man. That's fantastic. That's a great idea, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I love it, man. Well, look, we got a lot of good looks at that, I think, man. Anything else you want to add, Ryan?
No, that's all awesome. I think I might need to go get a video screen now to put up behind us. Sure.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, and make that a thing, man, for sure. All right, guys. Well, listen, if you'd like to be featured on our show, then send in your song. We need to have a completed artist track, okay? So this isn't really so much about song demos. This needs to be like an artist track. Send in that track. Send in the lyrics. Even if you've already shot a video for it, that's okay, because I guarantee you haven't done this work as far as like what kind of promo video could be done.
Right. There's always more.
So send that to info@daredevilproduction.com, put VCC or video content challenge into the subject line, and then it'll get into the right folder and we'll reach out and schedule a time to get you on the show where we can do this with you. First of all, just get some killer ideas and get you pointed in the right direction on what you need to shoot. So Ryan, share all your socials with us, please, one more time.
My website is Ryan Brashear Music, and it's R-Y-N-E. It's different. At RyanBrashearMusic.com, and then on Facebook at Ryan Brashear Music, and Instagram at Ryan Brashear Music.
Okay, and Brashear is, it's brash, like B-R-A-S-H-E-A-R, like brash ear. That's how you spell that. And once again, it's easy to get this screwed up because with the Southern accent, it almost sounds like, my name's Ryan, like Ryan, but it's Ryan. It's R-Y-N-E. So,
right.
So there you go, guys. So check out Ryan Brashear and watch what happens with this release as it pops off on Get Joe Records. And once again, this podcast exists because we want you to win, guys. So keep on climbing.
And we'll see you at the top and all over videos.
Social media. Challenge accepted.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.